Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Cisco is alerting customers that an actively exploited zero-day maximum 10 severity vulnerability that gives threat actors full administrative network control has been discovered. The previously unknown vulnerability, which is tracked as CVE-2023-20198, resides in the web user interface of Cisco iOS XE software when exposed to the internet or untrusted networks. Any switch, router, or wireless LAN controller running iOS XE that has the HTTP or HTTPS server feature enabled and exposed to the internet is vulnerable. Cisco said an unknown threat actor has been exploiting the zero-day since September 18th, and as many as 80,000 devices could be affected. Customers are advised to immediately implement the steps outlined in Cisco's PSIRT advisory. Despite industry calls for Comcast to stop using its misleading 10G network claims, the company won't make any changes to its advertising while it appeals the decision of the National Advertising Division, the advertising industry self-regulatory system run by the Better Business Bureau National Programs. The problem for the NAD is that Comcast doesn't actually provide 10G capability on its network today, and that the Xfinity 10G network rebrand the company did in February is aspirational, only signifying upgrades Comcast intends to make in the future. The NAD said it concluded that Comcast did not provide a reasonable basis for its 10G claims and recommended that Comcast discontinue or modify how it uses marketing terms 10G, Xfinity 10G, and Xfinity 10G network. WhatsApp has become the latest major service to enable passkeys for passwordless authentication on its platform. Android users can now securely log into their WhatsApp accounts using their phone's facial recognition, fingerprint scanner, or secure PIN. Passkeys were previously being tested by WhatsApp in its beta channel, but it's now coming to regular users of the app on Android and will be rolled out over the coming weeks and months. There is no word when passkeys will become available to iOS users. After limited trials in Canada and the UK, Netflix has begun to test its cloud gaming service in the United States. Select Netflix users will be able to play games on smart TVs and TV-connected devices like Fire TV, Chromecast, Roku, and others by using their mobile phone as a gaming controller. Games will also be able to be played on Macs and PCs with keyboards and mice. Netflix aims to test its game streaming technology during the trials and work to improve the end-to-end user experience as its trials extends throughout the U.S. According to the markup, X is now slowing down links to Patreon, undermining creators' ability to earn a livelihood. Using a tool launched by the markup last month, readers discovered that links to Patreon as well as WhatsApp and Messenger were delayed by an average of 2.5 seconds. In September, the markup reported that X was slowing down links to Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, and Substack, also by an average of 2.5 seconds. The platforms the markup found X throttling all compete at least partially with X's growing list of features. For the second time this year, Microsoft-owned LinkedIn is laying off hundreds of employees, this time 668 after 716 back in May. The reductions come as the business-oriented social network has seen year-over-year revenue growth slow for 8 consecutive quarters, even as membership growth has accelerated each quarter for the past 2 years. In a blog post, LinkedIn said, "While we are adapting our organization structures to streamlining our decision-making, we are continuing to invest in strategic priorities for our future and will ensure we continue to deliver value for our members and customers." Apple today announced a new affordable Apple Pencil with a USB-C port, only cost $79, and will be available in early November. The new pencil is ideal for note-taking, sketching, annotating, journaling, and more, and will be compatible with any iPad that has a USB-C port. The new Apple Pencil does have a magnetic attachment to your iPad, but magnetic wireless pairing and charging are reserved for the Apple Pencil second generation. Xiaomi has announced a new Android-based operating system called HyperOS, and after 13 long years will be replacing MIUI. Debating on the upcoming Xiaomi 14 series of devices, HyperOS is designed to cater to Xiaomi's wide product range that goes beyond smartphones. The company said the new software will tie into its ecosystem of products across 200 categories, including smart home devices, cars, and more. And finally, the U.S. Department of Commerce today announced that it plans to prevent the sale of more advanced artificial intelligence chips to China in the coming weeks. The new restrictions will include NVIDIA's A800, H800, and also could affect chips sold by Intel and AMD. The goal of the U.S. restrictions is to prevent the Chinese state access to advanced semiconductors that could fuel breakthroughs in artificial intelligence, especially with military uses. They're not intended to hurt Chinese economic growth, according to U.S. officials. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.